and people remind you to vote and things.
Yeah.
But it's still online.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Because I actually really love it,
baby. All right. Please jump onto Linux Oz, because otherwise everybody's going to fall asleep. And that way... They're all hiding at the back.
Oh, and he's leaving the room.
Better. Okay. So, like, the first thing you think of when you think of presents for organizers because they're about to crash and burn for about the next month is beer steins. Something to hold the beer that they're probably going to need for a little while. But then something to remind them of the boiling oil that they've been dropped into with this conference. And yes...
There'll be a plug fondue next meeting.
Okay, well, for now, that's all from Linux Australia. I'll hand over to Stephen to start the closing ceremony.
So this year, they've sponsored the conference for quite a while now, and they're just a fantastic bunch of guys to work with for this conference. Just today, IBM have been working on many Linux on Power initiatives and have sponsored the Linux...
Quick and to the point. As some of you may have heard last night, my job...
And the winner of the AI section is Stephen.
Their own staff here this year, as you know, they're cool technical people, have come and gotten part of the conference. So it's good to see you all here this year. Thanks. I don't think this is going to be much of a surprise. I have one IBM X40 ThinkPad. Mike Beattie seems somewhat keen, next year's organiser. Adam Main from Defence. Yeah. Textbooks that we had donated by one of our supporters to about all the stuff he was speaking about this morning. Rusty will be here. Yes, sorry, Rusty. Vidal said he's keen to be involved, so you know, there's still more linux.com.au in it. Sorry. And I would like to remind everyone anything all day Monday or whatever. Oh yeah, and Jess said,
what's this? Oh, damn it. Some of you may not have seen this, but I ran across it last week and it cracks me up every time. Hopefully the sound works. Hang on. Let's see if this gets work. Lord of the Rings and all that? So, sorry, there's no sound for this. I'm just showing it off the CD. Sorry?
We have to meet Zuna.
Who's that?
Hobbits. You should see Mike's
wall. Ooh, that's... What was that?
What's floor?
Pardon?
What temperature is it?
But it's actually about 2 weeks later, so if you stick around... There's first year students and all that, you know. Some of the lecture theatres, great facilities. It's aerial view, university up there. And as Jeff says, no, rap rock on. Come on.
People following him around trying to get bandwidth. Yeah, Bob's the one with the red hat all week. Strangely, he actually runs Debian. Chris Yeo. Andrew Pollock. There's also a bike ride tomorrow morning. All delegates are welcome. It's just show off a bit of Canberra. And it's round the lake. And yes, bring your own bike. Or bring a bike you can get a hold of. It's a...
lots of money. After now 20 years of operation, we have assets amounting to somewhere in the neighborhood of $700,000 and a budget of about $700,000. Almost all of the foundation's organizational support vanished. About the work we do have been picking up almost the whole of what...
to use the Firefox trademarks, and three consecutive boards of the GNOME Foundation have failed to create a trademark policy that that balances copyleft requirements, and...
Oh, I thought you were asking that question to somebody who might be able to know, tell you the answer. Freedom, as Richard and I understood it. We didn't think we can. Richard and I spent a very long time thinking about it before we even trademarked GNU, and we have used the GNU trademark only for the purpose of keeping people from doing things that we thought would be overtly confusing. Particular reason why other organizations differently situated might not want to take it as their individual need, to the extent that organizations have. I have six machines that I use every day. Three of them are now Ubuntu, and three of them are a mix of testing, unstable, and experimental.
Unstable.
What's the question?
What's the next big thing over the next year? Like a Ubuntu over the last year or whatever? What's going to be the next year?
What do you think is going to be cool?
Yeah. Are we going to have four?
So the problem is that's
into a web service, and that doesn't mean soap.
I think you're going to see the first serious public attempts by Microsoft to block free software development in patents, with patents, and you're going to see the fruition of a protective and constructive way.
I think over the next year we'll go from distributed version control being this...
HP, which is, has a very broad sort of portfolio of products and lots of areas of technology that we're interested in, is that my brain is about to explode from all the different ways that people are trying to apply the word Linux in their business plans in an embedded kind of way where they don't know what's inside of it unless it's hard to understate the importance of what's going on.
We can look at Eclipse, we can look at JBoss, we can look at Tomcat. As those become more real, we're seeing people talking about OpenOffice running into problems because of this whole, you know, their dependence on Java thing. Different scheme interpreters on my laptop consuming all memory. Now it's stored. Something is going to shake out in the next year or two.
GCJ. I'd like to give two answers. One, I'll kind of, you know, promote my project and let some people come and say this. Open source databases in general are kind of reaching the point that Linux was at a couple years ago where really MySQL and Postgres, DB2, and especially end-of-life stuff like performance need to just move over to, in his keynote, which was static analysis. Valgrind and so on has made cards. So, in my opinion, in Vigor and Ray, they'll make the best 3D cards you can get. The other ones are kind of average, and it does kind of bother me that we're getting to this point where we're going to have to start using old video cards, and none of the really good stuff is going to bother to write. Yeah. And so, I mean, and in terms of someone talking before about it, open firmware, you know, I don't know what we're going to do about this, but I think it could cause a problem in the future.
There's only one stable, like Evan says, there's only one stable state of freedom. And this is an unstable state. It's simulated. It's been all over.
I think we see a lot of new code mods. So this means that we get a lot more automation. And another thing about this, like I said, is
they do that without even looking at the alternative. It's really uncompetitive. It goes against a lot of issues. Anyway, I'm going to post some information about this on the website. If you care about it, please do something about it. We've got basically the 14th of May to try and...
Any more?
You were mentioning before the hands-off. This goes to anybody. What, as a community...
comes up if anyone is threatened in any way, shape, or form, or knows anyone that is... We need to know about it. We need to actually collaborate all of that information so that we can do something with it rather than being behind closed doors. I promise this won't take long to explain, but it's called the grace period. The grace period is where patents go. Now, in Australia, I think Australia have done a very interesting thing. Actually searching for patents to try and change the system. That way we get to have quantitative... proof of the issues. That's something I'd like to do. If anyone wants to help me with that, that would be great.
Evan spoke a little bit this morning about the fact that we've taken that kind of an approach. My boss, Martin Fink, is trying to operate within the current system at the same time.
By failure to confront monopoly when the monopoly harms consumers of technology and education. That's the first thing. The second thing is that between you, I have not the slightest doubt, hunting, because you are people skilled in the art, is to think to yourself about the work you words, what problems you have solved, and why your solution. You have the first step in the patenting process. Really smart stuff that you have done. If you have a solid date that you can attach to that invention, and if you have a way of communicating freedom.org or anywhere else, leave the problem of the cost of prosecution to assets if it possibly can be done.
Don't understand the language which we speak. So if we can, through the transition period, use the tools which are available to us to protect what's important to us until such time as it is meaningless, I think that needs to be a generally and tools that everyone here works on. I think we should at least consider it.
That's not true.
Oh, no.
That's not true. You only need one patent on the right idea.
What happened is pretty hard. I'm not going to give any names. The thing is that there's kind of a balance. At one point, and we had a couple who were coming in trying to shake us down because we had one
where you license it to them and they license it to all of us. it's a nasty abuse.
Yeah.
Maybe in Australia there is now a class of patents called